Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 61st week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 45 as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
When Joseph observed the selfish loyalty and sacrifice of his brothers toward Benjamin, remember, he was putting them through a test, seeing if they had changed over the years. Because remember, when Joseph was the favorite brother, they threw him in a pit. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. Well, Joseph in his mind, well, how would they treat Benjamin? When they saw that they were willing to even sacrifice their life for Benjamin, they had changed. And remember, we talked about that last week, how over the 20 years that these brothers had changed. Well, a lot of people change over the years, how God does a work of grace in their life. Our problem is we remember what they used to be. Amen, preacher. Remember what they used to do or what they used to be or what they did to us years ago, and not remembering, if not by the grace of God, there goes we. You know, and God has forgiven us, so we need to forgive others. There's so much here in this story, in this picture, about God's forgiveness and how we ought to share the same thoughts here. Anyway, we see that Joseph could no longer contain himself. And I love this. Joseph ordered all the Egyptians out of the room and was alone with his brothers. And remember, Joseph's brothers had no idea at this point what was going on. Joseph told all those Egyptians, his servants and all, get out, get out. And after dismissing his servants, Joseph began to weep so loudly that the Egyptians heard him crying from the other rooms of the house. Now, we had some weeping here yesterday and Friday night, some mourning from the mamas and sisters and family. You could hear all over the, as they were weeping, my mind went back to my mama's passing. Mom passed away May 24th of 1999. I remember that day like it was yesterday. We had just got back from Kenya, flew in that Monday. It was May 24th. And my mother and father-in-law was there at the airport, greeted us at the airport, and Daddy wasn't there. And first thing I asked my mother-in-law, father-in-law, I said, is she gone? They said, yes, she passed this morning. I just knew, because Daddy would have been there to greet us, I knew something had happened. But I remember doing the funeral. Me and Daddy did the funeral for Mama a couple of days later. And I did real well. I stood, but I remember this. When everybody files out, and before they close that casket, I went over to that side of the, over there by that thermostat, I just started just weeping and wailing. Nobody else was in here but me and the body of Mama, and it was just a time of, I hadn't grieved yet. By the way, you need to grieve. You need to grieve, even as a preacher. You need to grieve. I knew where Mama was. She's in heaven. There was no doubt about it. And Daddy, when I started wailing, Daddy walked out. I remember that, and it was just me and Mama. And I know all out through there they could hear, because it was, I was in mourning. Kind of gathered myself and came in the funeral directors. We took Mom on out. But anyway, I said that the whole house could hear Joseph wailing. His wailing was not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. What a great reunion. Which makes me think, now let me think ahead. Now, I know the Bible says, I read it yesterday in Revelation 22, that there'll be no tears in heaven. That's when he creates a new heaven and a new earth. I believe there are going to be a lot of tears in heaven, and joyful tears. Now, you say, preacher, you're crazy, you're a nut, but I'm on the right boat. When we get to heaven, I'm telling you, as God's people, we're going to be weeping with joy. See the face of my Jesus? You know, there's that song, what are you going to do, you know, when we get to heaven? I don't know, this one of them songs, you know, will I dance for you, Jesus? You know, will I shake your hand? I tell you what we're going to be doing. We're going to do just like John the Apostle. When he saw Jesus, you know what he did? He fell as a dead man. And the angel said, stand up. We're going to worship him. When we see Jesus, we may dance later and all that. You know, when we see Jesus the first time, I tell you what, we're going to fall on our face. And I tell you, they're going to be tears of joy. This is the tears that Joseph had. Tears of joy. His brothers, they now returned home. He's seen this change in their heart, and he's weeping. And again, his brothers yet they don't understand what's going on here. They don't have a clue. Joseph made himself known to his brothers. Now, Jewish legend is not in the Bible, but I read a lot of different stuff, you know, kind of getting thoughts together. According to Jewish legend, so to speak, that his brothers could not believe that it was him. When he said, "I'm your brother, Joseph," they could not believe it. And the Jewish legends and some of the Jewish writings, it said that Joseph showed himself that he was circumcised. You know what I'm talking about? He lifted up his skirt because that was a Jewish, the Hebrew thing. They were circumcised, and the pagans didn't, for the most part, didn't practice that. He showed that. The Bible doesn't say that, but according to Jewish legend, he lifted up. I wouldn't doubt that. They couldn't believe it. Well, let me show you. We think that's crazy, but in their mind, that was okay, all right. And while crying out, "I am Joseph," and perhaps at first they couldn't believe it, the brothers. And then the man, I put in my notes, the man, because they thought of Joseph as the man. Remember, we went through the last few chapters. They didn't have a name for him. They just saying, the man. Finally, that man to them became Joseph. And he cried out, in our Bible, the Bible says in verse number 3, "Doth my father yet live?" I put it, I would say this, and I wrote this down, "Is dad still alive? Is dad still alive?" And then, obviously, here's another thing. He's no longer speaking to them through a translator. All the times before that they appeared, before Joseph, he always spoke through a translator, okay? So this is the first time, the first words that he spoke to them in Hebrew in their language, "Is my father alive?" No wonder in verse number 3 it says his brother could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. I wonder what was going through their mind. I kind of have a good idea what was going through their mind. Their brother, 22 years ago, was sold into slavery. They left him for dead at first, and then it was Judah who says, "No, at least let's make some money off of him." Here comes some traders, TRA. I know my English ain't very good. I done ruined it again, you know. It's not traitors, it's traders, T-R-A-D-E-R-S. They come by, you know, the Ishmaelites and the Midianites that are coming up by that caravan heading to Egypt. And Judah said, "Let's sell him for 20 pieces of silver." Remember that? 20. Why was that so significant, 20 pieces of silver? Well, you can carry that on into 20 pieces of silver and 30 pieces of silver. That's the whole story there. But, you know, remember when we talked about the 20 pieces of silver? There's 10 brothers. Divide 20 pieces up besides 10 brothers. Ain't but 2 pieces of silver. That's pretty cheap. Anyway, that's what they thought about their brother Joseph. 22 years ago, he's in a pit, and now here he is, the ruler, so to speak, of Egypt. And I imagine they thought, uh-oh, we are in trouble now. He sent everybody out, and it's just Joseph and the brothers, and that's why it says in verse number 3, they could not answer him. They were troubled at his presence. Again, that word troubled means terrified. They didn't have boots back then, they had sand, but they were shaking in their boots. They were troubled, they were terrified.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And come visit us this week at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for our Vacation Bible School. From June 7th through the 11th, 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m., will be our VBS for pre-K through ages 14. That's Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Friday night will be a special family night where we'll have food and games for everyone to enjoy. We hope to see you out here this week. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.